I am here at the 2014 Cattle Industry Conference here in Denver, Colorado, and Philip Ellis is sitting here with me. He is the 2014 president-elect for NCBA. First of all, Philip, tell me about you yourself and your background in the industry.
Jamie, I'm a fifth-generation rancher from southeastern Wyoming. We are a cow-calf ranch, really a cow-yearling ranch. We raise Red Angus Hereford commercial cattle and source long yearling steers and bred heifers.
Well, first of all, kind of give us an overview of this year's conference, some of the hot topics that are going to be discussed. I know Waters of the U.S. and Clean Water Act and COOL are all issues that are going to be discussed. Kind of hit on those.
Right. We are always have many issues at our summer conference, and now our summer conference is our main working conference. We address policy in the summer conference and enact our resolutions, and we do that now in the summer conference so we can have a policy book ready for the new Congress in January, and it will be interesting to see what that Congress will make up. Our big issue right now this summer and at the summer conference is the EPA Clean Water Act, Waters of the U.S. rule. We think that rule is an overbroad definition. It could make the mud hole on my ranch, and I'm happy to have one this year. After 2 years of drought, we have some, I've had lots of rain and good grass and hay, but it could make that mud hole something that could be regulated, could affect my grazing, and could affect the good stewardship we do and the good management we do on our ranch. So we have an opportunity here for all producers, and I encourage all producers, we're really encouraging our NCBA members to comment. We got an extension on the comment period to October 1st, along with other ag organizations. We are trying to generate enough comment to get the attention of the rulemakers and see the problems for agriculture with this rule. So we hope everybody will take time to comment. You can go on beefusa.org, our website, other ag organizations, our state affiliates are active in this. So all of this effort we hope will generate, our goal from NCBA is to generate 10,000 comments, and we have seen the ability to move the regulators with comments. So we hope that all farmers and ranchers will get active in this effort.
Well, you talked about commenting and what people can do locally, but this affects everyone. A lot of times we think of the big picture with the EPA, it's not going to affect me, it's not going to affect me, but it really does. It affects all cattlemen across the country, big and small. Moving on to a different topic, we'll talk about the country of origin labeling and the new ruling with that and what NCBA's opinion is.
Well, the country of origin labeling rule is a broken rule, and it is affecting the efficiency of our market and affecting trade and our trading partners, Canada and Mexico. We are awaiting the WTO ruling, which we understand has been made but has not been made available, has not been public yet. But we are very worried that as this keeps going forward, that there will be possible retaliation by Canada. They are serious about the effects of this country of origin labeling rule. And frankly, it just doesn't work for trade. It doesn't work for our beef producers. It affects our infrastructure. It affects our markets. And it will eventually affect our costs. So we would like to see some common sense in the country of origin labeling arena, and we're working through difficult issues with the WTO ruling, with legal cases, with how best to address this. So if the ruling goes against the U.S. and there are retaliations from Canada and Mexico, it won't affect our members and our trade with these important trading partners.
Well, as we start to enter the 2015 fiscal year, a lot is on the plate, I know, for the beef checkoff and for NCBA. As we move into that, what are some issues? EPA is not going anywhere. That's going to be something that we continue to fight. Cow numbers are down. Drought's an issue.
Well, let me just make a positive comment, Jamie. In all of this and all that we deal with, we have a strong organization in NCBA, both in the policy division, both in the federation and research and promotion. And frankly, the drought, while it's very serious in some parts of the area, has been lifting. There's been some relief, and at least in my area here along the Front Range of Colorado, Wyoming, people are restocking and want to grow their herds. The cattle markets are good, and our opportunities, I think, are endless in providing beef, which I think is the best protein that can be provided. So I'm encouraged, at least for my family, my operation. My nephew's taking over the ranch so I can volunteer my time at NCBA. So as we go forward in 2015, I think there's positive news for beef cattle, for the beef cattle industry, and we will continue to work on the issues that might inhibit our ability to do business.
Well, thank you, Philip, for taking a few minutes to chat with me. Once again, talking to NCBA's President-elect, Philip Ellis, here at the 2014 Cattle Industry Summer Conference in Denver, Colorado. I'm Jamie Johansson.